Restaurant Unstoppable, episode 13.
Welcome to RestaurantUnstoppable.com. Listen to successful restaurant professionals as they discuss the tools, tactics, and services they use to better lead, manage, and market their restaurants. Join our community and make your restaurant dreams unstoppable. Here's your host, Eric Cacciatore.
Yo, what's going on, all you unstoppable restaurant professionals? It's me, your host, Eric Cacciatore. This is going to be a quick intro because I have a long show for you today. So just real quick, please check in with me on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Google+, all those awesome places, and www.restaurantunstoppable.com for the show notes. Don't forget to leave a 5-star review. It will help me out, guys. Hope you enjoyed today's show. Here it is. Today's guest has worked in some of the finest restaurants in the world, during which time he had formed an outstanding reputation. This reputation earned him a position at New England Culinary Institute as executive chef and instructor. In 2004, he left the Culinary Institute and opened Café Provence in Brandon, Vermont. He has since created what has been described a food mecca in this small town. What started as a cafe is now two cafes, a cooking school, bakery, pastry shop, catering company, retail store, and culinary theater. With excitement, please allow me to introduce today's guest, Chef Robé Borel. How are you, Chef?
I'm super, thanks.
Awesome. Well, I am psyched to have you on the show today. Are there any specific awards or anything you're most proud of that I may have left out during the introduction?
My best award is when my customers leave the restaurant happy, and on the way out, they tell me how great of a time they had.
That is an awesome award.
Well, and the other one is when I see my former students, either from the Culinary Institute or from the classes I teach every week, coming back and tell me that they tried my recipes and how much they love them. So that's my ultimate award.
It's a combination of a bunch of small awards that add up for the big reward, correct?
Yeah, I'm not looking for big awards. The little ones like that make me happy.
Exactly. I know being humble is a big characteristic of the people in this industry. So are you ready to drop some invaluable advice on our listeners to help make their restaurant dreams unstoppable?
I could try. I don't know if what works for me works for everybody else, but I usually share whatever I know, willingly.
There's that humble quality again. I'm sure with all of your experience and knowledge, you're going to make us a little bit better with the advice you have to share. I like to start every episode off with a opportunity to get the positivity rolling and to get that inspiration going. So we do this by having you share with us one success or leadership quote. This could also be a mantra that you use at your restaurant. So what do you have for us today?
I don't have any quote, but I do not ask anyone to do in my restaurant that I would not be able to do myself. So I am a little bit everywhere, although I'm a chef, so I cook. But I try to lead by example. So if I say, for example, nobody swears in a restaurant, then it starts with me.
Exactly.
And so there is all this based on that. I try to have the most professional operation that I can, based on the fact that you only have one reputation. We live in a small community here. So if I want the customers to be well treated, it starts with the employees, and I work with these people very closely. They live in town, so it's important to maintain a good relationship, but also they can never forget that they are in the public space. Everything they do, the customers will see it. So it implies a lot of things in terms of the quality of the service we provide, the sanitation practices, and the image overall that we project.
Exactly. I like the way you put that, of only having one reputation. And being in this industry, it's more than just providing a service. It's developing relationships. And if you have that good reputation and you can develop those great relationships, it's only going to help push your success in this industry. So that's great advice. Thank you for sharing that. The next question I have for you is, what is your it factor? Smells, tastes, views, sounds. What are the general experiences, vibes, and ambiance that your restaurant has that sets you apart from others?
Well, one thing is, and I hope you'll be able to come and see the place one day.
I'd love to.
It's a wide open kitchen. Every customer can see what's happening in the kitchen. We have huge windows, so there is a lot of light in a restaurant. And the theme of the restaurant being Provence, which is south of France, with a lot of fresh ingredients, keeps this restaurant very, very vibrant in terms of the colors, the yellow and the green, the food we serve. So the first look of the place makes a difference.
Exactly.
The open kitchen, people can see. They see me with a tall chef's hat in a bag, and other cooks wearing their own Café Provence hat.
Yeah.
The servers going around all in black. When you enter the restaurant, there is a showcase, a pastry showcase right there where we also have a bakery, by the way. So I get all the pastries
fresh
and bread from the bakery fresh every day.
That smell, that bakery smell, too, you're pulling in all of the senses. It's not just the sight and the feel,
yes.
But it's that sense of smell. As soon as you open the door, I'm sure it just hits you like a
exactly. Exactly. I'm glad.
Sorry, go ahead.
Sorry. I'm glad you mentioned it, because how many customers, the moment they enter the restaurant, not only they look at the showcase with the beautiful pastries, but they also say, wow, I love the smell of this place.
Yeah.
And it's everything, the baking, the roasting of chickens in the oven with a special rub that we dredge them with. It's everything,
yeah.
and makes that place very special. I mean, we are in a small town, only 4,500 people live here, but our customers drive from a long distance to come and eat here. Which always surprises me when I see where they drove from to come here for lunch or dinner or special occasions like Easter, Mother's Day, and all these special times.
And it's truly an rewarding feeling to be able to deliver, or to know that you're delivering such an incredible service and product that people are willing to come and that you can make their day better just by doing what you love. And just to recap everything you said, what it is about you guys is the open concept, the brightness of the dining room, and how
yeah.
open and flowing everything is. The fact that you're a true artisan restaurant where everything is, for the most part, done in-house, and that that artisan, that authenticity of that comes through in this, not just the tastes, but the overall vibe and the smells and the big picture, and it really pays off in the long run. So that's all great stuff. Thank you for sharing that with us. The next question I have for you is challenges. Share with us one current challenge. How are you overcoming it?
Challenges, I could come up with a long list of them. Let's say in my cooking world, you know, kitchens, this is an industry where we have a lot of turnover. People come and go all the time. So maintaining consistency, maintaining the reputation is you cannot just put the place on overdrive and just go and fish. You have to be there. The manager, the restaurant owner needs to be there regularly, constantly, and remind the people what makes that place so special, and look at all the details that set this place apart from the others. Mm-hmm. And I always tell my employees, either front or back of the house, that all the customers that are driving and coming here, they passed before they came to this restaurant. They passed in front of maybe a dozen of other restaurants that they could have stopped and be satisfied with, but they choose to come here for a good reason, and we cannot disappoint them. It's about service, it's about the quality of the food, and sometimes I stop plates to go to leave the kitchen to go in a restaurant because I ask the cook, I say, is that the best you can do? And they said, well, I'm sorry, I'm very busy. I said, no, there are no reason why the place should be different now than yesterday when it was slower. You have to maintain the same presentation, the same taste. And so I don't have to say it much now because they all know I see everything. I would not let a plate go out if I think it's not as good or doesn't look as good as usual. But it takes a special effort, special attention of mine and my sous chefs. To be on top of that, and of course from the restaurant manager to see how the flow of the servers is, make sure all the tables are happy, and the goal is to make sure that every customer leave the restaurant happy and want to bring their friends and families and that's the goal. As I said when you just started, the best reward is when people leave and wave at me and say thank you, it was great, or we'll be back, or you see, that's my reward.
So the challenge is that there's a high turnover in the restaurant industry, but you yes. combat that challenge by reminding all of your inner guests, your employees, why we're there in the first place, and that constant reminder of it's bigger than you, it's bigger than me, it's bigger than them. It's the big picture of we're here to keep our reputation and to provide outstanding service and to really stand out. So I like that answer. It's really great. Thank you for sharing that, yeah. Chef. The next question I have for you is about leadership. How important is leadership, and how does leadership affect the overall service of your restaurant?
Well, leadership is, as you know, crucial. Employees need all the time someone to go to and either share a concern or have a question, and you need to be there to help them. And what I always tell them, if you take me as the leader of the restaurant, I tell them that My job is not to give them orders or to boss them around. My job is to I tell them that I'm here for them. So if I can do something for them, I'll do it gladly. If they need a special tool or something special, they need more glasses in a restaurant, or they need things to do a good job, then that's what my role is, to provide them with the tools they need.
Exactly. I like how you mentioned that you are a leader who is approachable. So many times in this industry, some of the leaders can be kind of stern and cold and scary, and to the point where the people that are following them don't feel comfortable approaching them with concerns or issues. And that's really unhealthy, especially in a team environment. In the restaurant industry, as the leader, you need to have that trust in your employees and have them feel like they can approach you with concerns, because if they don't approach you with concerns, that's how mistakes happen, that's how problems develop, and it's really important as a leader to be that, I guess, introvert, so to speak, somebody who listens sometimes.
Yes.
So that's good, really great advice.
Listening and also how at ease would be the servers facing a customer who like to change on a dish or as a special request, if they knew that I would start screaming at them the moment they would come and make a request, or if they would make a mistake, you know, if I was like a tyrant after them, they would not be comfortable, which would, I'm sure the customers would pick up on that. And same with the cooks. Mm-hmm. If they were afraid of me, then they would make more mistakes, probably. And to tell you the truth, in my youth, I worked with too many chefs like that, screaming and yelling and making life of people around them miserable. I swear that if someday I become a chef myself, that I would not be like that. And it's easy. It's easy to lose your temper and to you know. But when I feel like I'm getting to that point, I just back off and just remember all my good resolutions.
Exactly. You're only as good as the people you surround yourself with. And if you start pushing them away with a bad attitude and bad leadership skills, you're only hurting yourself in the long run. So that's great advice. Thank you for sharing that, Chef. The last question I have for you before we get into the speed round is success definition. What is your definition of success in the restaurant industry, and what habits do you have that contribute to this success?
Success. I mean, for me, the success is to be able to pay your bills every month and keep all your employees employed and a good standing name in the community where nobody comes at the door. I mean, it's a success.
I think you said it in the beginning when your greatest reward is when you see people leaving happy. Am I wrong? Is that what you were thinking? I don't want to lead you in the
I think you're right. That's definitely a success, and having a good reputation is basically the ultimate success. Money helps to maintain all that and continue your mission, having a good reputation, having making sure that people are happy to come back again and again, it could be the success you're looking for.
Exactly. The reason why I ask this question, Chef, is because too many people get into this industry for the wrong reasons. If you're objective is to get it into this industry to make a lot of money, and that's your goal, you're going to be extremely disappointed and unhappy.
Yes.
Whereas if your objective is to provide the best service and to just be in an industry that allows you to excel at what you're passionate about, and you just focus on those passions and what you love and the people around you, then the success will come and the money will come too.
I agree.
Yes.
I agree. And I always tell my employees, especially the servers, that it's not always, everything is not all about money, you know.
Exactly.
Because then it's, you take the fun out of it, you have to be proud of what you do. Same with as much in front of the house as the back of the house. Being proud of your work, pride of the place where you work, and pride of what the people say about it. One of my sous chefs came to see me the other day, and he said, "You know, everywhere I go, he's a new gentleman. He moved to the area, and he was looking for an apartment. to leave, and every time he said, I worked at that place, everybody was, oh, wow, you work at Café Provence, you work with Chef Robert, wow, how is it? They all wanted to have questions, and everybody was so impressed by him. He came back and said, you know, I'm so proud to be here with you now, because everywhere I go, everywhere knows the place, everywhere has very high opinions, and that makes such a big difference for me.
Yep, exactly. And I mean, like you say, it's not all about the money. You know, money is good when it comes to paying the bills and to, yeah. You know, putting money back into the restaurant to, you know, help continue that success. But really, at the end of the day, it's about self-fulfillment and waking up and, you know, and feeling emotionally wealthy. And that's what I think it's all about. And I think it's that quality about people in this industry, or the successful people, at least, that that's what it is that makes them so successful. And go ahead.
And if I could add one more thing, money. You never have enough money anyway. The more money you're going to make, the more money you're going to spend. So you cannot base everything on the money.
Exactly.
It's what I always say. I hope at the end of the day, when I retire or when I stop working, I'll be happy with what I did. I'll be happy with my accomplishments with this industry and see if there is something left after I go that continues after me of what I've created. And that would be my best reward.
I couldn't agree more with that. So we're going to jump straight into what I like to call on the this is a speed round where you can answer the questions in about, you know, 2 to 3 sentences if you can. So I've noticed that people have been going a little bit further, but if you have a lot to share, that's fine. You can go a little bit longer if you need to. So the first question I have for you in the speed round is, share with us one hiring tip or tool you use.
One hiring tool?
Yes.
Well, I look at, of course, the resume, make sure the background of the person fits the position they are applying. But the most important for me is to listen to what the people are saying, their body language, and what I'm looking for, it's a good attitude on that applicant. And that's what the type of people I want to surround myself with.
Exactly. A positive attitude is huge, because that it's that positive attitude that's going to be transferred onto the guests.
Yes.
However your employees are, whatever attitude they have is going to, you know, bleed and run right into the overall vibe of the restaurant. So you have to surround yourself with positive people in this industry. Absolutely.
Yes.
Once you find these quality employees, what creative incentives do you provide to keep them as valuable team members?
In terms of cooking, I have a great source of cooks or employees from the New England Culinary Institute, where I have been an employee myself.
Okay.
For a long time before I opened a restaurant. So the school sends me a lot of cooks. They love to learn. That's why they come here. And my incentive is to keep sharing my personal experience with them, to treat them the best I can, and make sure that this experience counts for them.
Go ahead. I thought you were finished.
Yes, I mean, basically, give them enough money to make sure that they are okay, but money is not the most important that they are looking for. It's more an education, continued education,
So the creative incentive that you provide is the fact that when people come to work for you, they know that it's more than just a job. It's a resume builder, and it's an opportunity to work with somebody that they can use as a mentor and not just as a boss.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Awesome. The next
Even to tell you the truth, when I feel that these people are ready to move on, I always offer them to help them find another place to go to next. which in return always helped me also very much without me expecting them to do anything in return. But when they go out there and talk about the place they come from, I in the past got some good referrals from former employees sending me cooks to come and work in.
And that's just a good life lesson too. You get out of life what you put into it, and you have to give before you get. And if you're generous with not only your things but with the people that you encounter in your life, and you help them and you push them in the right direction and help them grow in their career, they're gonna remember you. They won't forget you, and yes, it will only come back to pay you in the future. So that's great advice, just good life advice right there. Next question I have for you is marketing tactics and tools. What has been working for you? Can you share any practices that have shown results?
To tell you the truth, I tried everything, or at least I tried a lot, a lot of things, from the traditional advertisement on newspaper to radio stations to Vermont Public VPR, I forgot the TV. Recently, we did a TV spot, 30 seconds TV spot. Well, it was not advertisement, it was more like a 30 seconds document piece on all the pieces that I have in my organization here. From the catering department to the bakery and pastry shop to the restaurant and the private dining room and the cooking classes, the culinary seminar. So all that was in a nice way done in 30 seconds clip that I broadcast that for a few months. Now we are trying the online or the Google ads and things like that, just to maintain the name of the place out there. Mm-hmm. And I like to change because, things are changing out there. The marketing practices are evolving. And I try to be as much as I can on top of all this. But having said all that, I look at the numbers regularly. I mean, now we're open 10 years. It's going to be 10 years, actually, in July we are open. And I look at the peaks and valleys and all the money I spend in advertisement or not, and the result is exactly the same. So my advice is, yes, do some advertisement, keep the name alive, but don't go crazy. Mm-hmm. I guess your best advertisement is what you do in your restaurant.
Absolutely.
In terms of taking care of the customers.
I was waiting for it. I knew that's where you were going. And I couldn't agree more. The best way to market your restaurant is when you have that face-to-face encounter. Do the marketing in-house when you're with your customers, and do it by just being the best at what you do, so that they can't take their eyes off you, that they want to come back. It's that the best marketing you can do is by creating those legitimate, real human relations and making people feel connected to your restaurant. And it's not, like you say, it's good to keep the name out there, but really the your moneymaker is going to be the people that you are, that are your repeat customers, the people that want to come back, not just to eat your food, but to say hello, to see how you're doing, to see how your best bartender is doing, to see how your best server is doing. It's those relationships that, are your marketing tools. So great.
Exactly. And people like when they are recognized, when servers know the habits, what they like to drink, what they like to eat, when they remember their names, all that, and when someone wants to eat fast, the other one wants to take his time and not mm-hmm. to be rushed in between courses. I mean, everyone has different habits, and once the servers know that and they can serve them the best they can, then that's what really makes a big difference.
You got it. And I'm going to be having Brandon Hull of Next Restaurants on the show next week as my first Authority Thursday episode, and he's going to be discussing CRM, which stands for Customer Relationship Management, and how to the software that's out there today that helps you keep track of guest preferences and birthdays and really just the things that you can use to make those relationships even stronger. So if you want to listen in next week, I would love to invite you to listen in to that, Chef. I think you would really like listening to that. So the next question I have for you is, what is one restaurant or business book you would recommend to our listeners?
Oh, I read a book not a few years ago from Dennis Meyer from New York City. I forgot the name of the book.
Dan Meyer's Setting the Table?
Yes.
Yep, I'm reading that book now. It's incredible. It's definitely a must read.
Yeah, I was quite impressed. And as I was reading, I was relating to the things from my own restaurant, and I thought it was nicely done. I would recommend that book for people to read.
Pick up that book. You'll get your money's worth out of it, for sure. The next question I have for you, Chef, is could you recommend any gadget, service, or tool that you use that has improved your restaurant's productivity, efficiency, profitability, or communication? These tools can be used in front of house or back of house.
Recently, let's say a few years ago, we got OpenTable, which gives us great information, a lot of data pertaining to our customers' base and how to communicate with them, a lot of information on how they rate us as a restaurant. And so a lot of good information comes from that.
Exactly. And is some energy about OpenTable with some people in the industry. And I have read some articles that it can be really helpful if you use it for more than just the reservations. There's more to the service than just, booking tables. And if you use it for all it's worth, then you can get your return on investment. So that's a good point that you picked that up. Is there anything else you want to share?
Yeah, so, I don't know. I wish I had thought about it sooner. Because there are a lot of things that we do learn as we go. I mean, it's by making mistakes that we learn on how to prevent them and how to get better. I would say learn a lot about workers' laws, like... not making mistakes in terms of payroll or things like that, because they're costly if you do without being.
And there's
so try to educate yourself about best practices in terms of finances and things like that. I recently purchased the whole building here. But I would have not be able to do it unless my bookkeeper who knows about finances would have guided me through the process. So you cannot do it alone.
Yeah, exactly. You do need help. The restaurant owner does wear so many different hats, but at the end of the day, you need help. And one definite investment that you'll get a return on your money is a personally owned accountant. Somebody to run the books, someone to handle all that, because the mistakes that you make are so costly that it pays for itself. So that's great advice. That's a service that hasn't been mentioned yet, but you're absolutely right. It's definitely something that does absolutely increase on the profitability of your restaurant. The next question I have for you is, what is the best restaurant or business advice you've ever received?
Don't think that you know it all. There is always things that you can learn and improve. And never assume that you are there, that now that you are successful or that your place is going well, that you can relax and enjoy the ride, because the moment you start to relax, that's when things will will go down. You always have to be on the alert and keep an eye on everything. And take care of it like a baby.
Absolutely, and that couldn't be more true than right now, because in this day of age, the industry is changing faster than it ever has with technology mm-hmm. and services and what the customers are expecting with trends. So you really have to be constantly pushing yourself and challenging yourself to stay on top of it all. And really, that's the whole reason why I created this podcast, was to help you, people like you, chefs like you, GMs like you, to be a resource, to collaborate and share what's out there, and just by listening. And this makes it extremely easy for you guys to stay on top of it all. So great advice, Chef. So we're going to wrap it up now. At the end of each show, I give you an opportunity to call somebody out in the industry that you admire and respect that would be a great guest on the show.
Wow, like anyone?
Anyone. That's the beauty of technology today. I can literally reach out and knock on anyone's door. Preferably somebody you might know so you can connect me with them.
Well, that's a tough question, because I know a lot of people, a lot of friends out there, but I'm not sure of the exact location. There is a chef that I worked many, many years ago. He was my chef at the Ritz-Carlton in Chicago. Good friend of mine now. I mean, we didn't talk in decades, but I know he's in Arizona, and his name is Michel Pieton. Maybe you can find him.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll get more information from you. Maybe you can email me his name and spelling in the contact, and I'll reach out and have him on the show, have him join the community of sharing and collaborating. So the last question I have, or not the last question, but the last thing we do before we wrap up, is I give you an opportunity to give your restaurant a plug. Where can we find you and your services, and what are your plans for the future, and how can we connect?
Well, you can find Café Provence in Brandon. Brandon is a small town in the center of Vermont. The restaurant will be 10 years old in July, and recently, a couple of days ago, I opened another Café Provence in Waterbury, which is in between Montpellier and Burlington. So these two Café Provence have the same menu, same style. One is in the Best Western Hotel, the new one. So we are based in Vermont. You can look at the website. You will have a lot of information, but it's not only a restaurant. We do a lot of catering, weddings, and things like that. We have a private dining room in both places for family celebrations, business meetings. In the one here in Brandon, in that private dining room, I have a culinary theater, which is a beautiful demo kitchen that I use for my cooking classes, but also for special events where I am there, or sometimes I bring chefs to come and do cooking demonstrations of all sorts. And we bring a lot of people to town. We have a bakery with a store where we sell a lot of things, including products from Provence, soaps and oils and things that you only find there. But also we have a beautiful wine room, great selection of wines, including the Café Provence wine that's made especially for us by actually a family member of mine in France, and which makes the whole thing more special. People come here and buy the wine by the case, with a discount, of course, to take home and offer to the friends and family as a souvenir from the experience here.
Wow. Well, it sounds like you have a lot going on over in Vermont, which is great. You got to stay busy, and you really got to do a little bit of everything to get those different revenue streams coming in. So that's really smart.
Exactly.
And I'll put your website links on the show notes. and I'll have your Facebook page on the show notes as well. If you guys want to check out more of what's going on over at Cafe Provence, just go to the show notes, and it will all be there at restaurantunstoppable.com. And thank you so much, Chef. You were incredible today. I really appreciate your time, and we're all a little bit better after listening to you.
Well, thank you, Eric. I'm very happy that you asked me to be there today, and I hope I can welcome you someday here in Brandon.
I would absolutely love to come visit you soon. It's about a 2.5-3 hour drive, so maybe it's very possible.
All right.
Best wishes and good luck with future endeavors.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, guys, he has some great advice about what it takes to make it in this industry. I hope you all grew a little bit from it. I know I did. I hope you guys are making the most of this podcast. Please share it with your workers. If you are a manager, a GM, or an owner, or even just a student, and you want to share it with other students around you, get the word out there. Share it. Have your GMs listen to it and listen to it with them, and bounce ideas off of each other, and use this as a tool to grow and to find out what's out there. I'm here for you guys, and don't be afraid to engage with me and tell me what you think, tell me what you want, and I will do everything humanly possible to make it happen for you. I am here for you. Until next time, guys. Peace.